This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Rabbi Chiya, we have the Braisa of Rabbi Yoshaya, and we're examining the differences. And we dealt with Manasseh and so on last time. And now we go on to the Gemara's Kasha, some 6 or 7 lines at the bottom of the Yomid. Rabbi Yoshaya, my time tani hani, asks the Gemara, why does Rabbi Yoshaya not include in his list of Ovis the Ovis of Rabbi Chiya? Answers the Gemara, b'mamoyinor kamayri, b'knas aloy kamayri. Because Rabbi Oshaya lists only those others which where the payment is a payment of momen, not a payment of knas. Ask the Gemara, but ganav v'gazlan b'mamoyinor litni, ganav v'gazlan, what do you have to pay back? A ganav v'gazlan, among other things, has to pay momen. And therefore he should surely be included in the list of Rabbi Oshaya. Shemichinam and Shoel include Gneva and Gzela, because one of the cases whereby a Shemichinam becomes Chayev is if he claims that the article has been lost or stolen from him. And in fact it hasn't been lost or stolen from him, then he's the Ganav. And he's Chayev, like a Ganav. So the concept of Gneva and Gzela is included in Shemichinam. In that case, Rabbi Chiya, Nami Yotan Ali Shemichinam Vashoel. So why does Rabbi Chiya put them in if it's repetition? If the difference is that Rabbi Chiya includes all those roknas as well, and Rabbi Yoshaya learns only momin, and ganav gazlin, although it's momin, it's a repetition of shemichinim. Why does Rabbi Chiya list them both? Answers the Gemara: Tani mamoina de osel yode behetera, uksani mamoina de osel yode biyisura. Einachinami, the consequence is the same. The payments are the same, but since one was initiated by an act of Isur and the other was initiated by an act of Heter, Rabbi Chiya lists them both. In other words, Rabbi Chiya, in addition to listing the cases of Knas, is also listing those cases of Momin where the initiation of the Nezek differs one from the other. Then he'll list them both, whereas Rabbi Yoshaya would concern himself only with the consequences. If the consequences were the same, he regarded that as one up. Rabbi Chiya says, no, they can be two of us, even if the consequence is the same, depending on how it starts. You've got to look at it at the beginning as well. It's similar in a way to the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh that I did with the other Shir on the question of Chatzi Nezek Tshoiris, between the question of, is would we normally think, you remember when we did the Gemara, would our normal Havamina have been that Chatzi Nezek Tzroiris is Keren, or would we, without the Halacha L'Mishnah Sinai, would we have thought it was Regel? What does that revolve around? The Rosh says we would have thought it was Regel. Rashi says we would have thought it was Keren. What's the Machlokes? That according to Rashi, he says it would have been Keren because it's Lavurche. So with Tzroiris, it's not a normal thing. So what does the Rosh say? How can the Rosh say that it would have been Regel? Because he says, since it started off with an act which is Urche, you've got to look at the initiation. You've got to look at where it all starts. You've got a similar concept in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechiya and Rabbi Yoshaya. When you're examining an Av, is the only symptom that you've got to look at the final consequence? What kind of payment is results from this Nezek? Or do you also have to look at the way in which the Nezek occurred? And where there are differences in the way the Nezek occurred, or was initiated, even where the final consequence is identical, Rabbi Yechiya lists them as two separate Ovis. For example, Gneva and Gzela, where it's by theft and robbery, and Gneva and Gzela, where it's by Shemichinim. Two different cases of Gneva and Gzela, and according to Rabbi Chiya, they're different always. And the Machlokes is in principle. What determines the Chiluk in always? Do you look only at consequence, or do you look at initiation as well? Says Rashi, Ganav hamoide ba'atzmoy, like in a case of a ganav who's moide himself, because if he's not moide himself, he's got to pay knas, he's got to pay careful. The gazlan and a gazlan in any case, deloy mishalmi elo kerin, listening, who only pay kerin, surely that should be included. A ganav who is held up in Beis Din, such a person, I understand that Rabbi Yeshaya will not include, because although he's got to pay Momin as well, he's got to pay the Keren, but since he has to pay the Kefil as well, Leikamayri is not talking about those cases where Knas is involved. But there is the case of a Ganav who's Moide himself, and if a Ganav is Moide himself, he's Potter from the Kefil. Tana Leishem Echidon Vahashuel, the Hosam Nami Shayach Geneva. Because there too there can be Geneva Kagoin, for example, Shitan Shinigna Vemenu, he tines it was stolen from him, Vaharehi Beyodu, and really he's got it. Viamrin and Beferik Meruba, the Toyin tines Ganav Kaganav, the Toyin tines Gazlan Kagazlan. That a Shemer who claims that it was stolen from him, or lost from him, or robbed from him when it wasn't, he himself has the full din of a Ganav or Gazlan respectively. And this which it says here, and the shoyel as well, lav datka, the shoyel is not, it's not accurate to include the shoyel. The halumish kachas be the niftel of a toyin tanas ganav. It doesn't help him to toyin tanas ganav, because he doesn't get off his chayev for ganeva. Veloy be toyin tanas gazlan, and it doesn't help if he's toyin tanas gazlan either, he doesn't get off for that. Sharehu chayev bekulo, he would be chayev in all cases. So this principle about toyin tanas ganav kaganav, and our toyin tanas gazlan kagazlan, applies only by shomechinom, or won't apply by a shoyl, does it apply by a socher and a shomer socher? He's chayiv b'gneiv aved as well, no? It won't apply, it applies only by a shomer chinam, that's the only case that really applies. The also yodeh be'etere, shomer chinam, af agav dahashta toyin tainas ganov, shen nigna v'emenu, even though it's true that a shomer chinam is now tining a tainas ganeva that it was stolen from him, miu mei koroki also liyode beheteru also liyode, it's coming into his hand was heter. The ganav gazlan mamoyin also liyode beisur. In the case of ganav and gazlan, the moment comes through an act of isur, and there's a difference between the two. What's the difference? What is the limit? The fact that they're different. All this. It's easier for a person to turn Tyler's gun than actually to put his hands in the till. It's a different kind of nezek. It's a different kind of act. And the person's holding it on already, and it is just with dibur he can do a geneva. That somehow seems to go a lot easier. Sorry, it's kind of fraud rather than geneva. It's interesting that a Japanese person told me yesterday. I said, you know, in Japan, you're not allowed to give a tip. No, it's unacceptable to give a tip. It's an insult to give a tip. Everybody's well paid for their job, and they take pride in their job. And to give a tip to a taxi driver or to a porter is no different than it would be in South Africa to give a tip to a surgeon. When you wake up from the anesthetic, put your hand in your pocket and give him 5 cents or 25 cents, say thanks. It would be totally insulting, and it's exactly the same in Japan if you tip a porter. This Japanese says that when it comes to getting big orders from big companies, then tips become acceptable. It's interesting that in a land where tips are totally unacceptable, they've had all these scandals. So, but really, this is what it is. And this person was telling me that there have been a lot of discussions as to how honest a place Japan is. That you can leave your wallet in a bus or in a train or in a taxi, it can be lying around there for months, and no matter how much money is in it, you know you will get it back without a single yen taken out, and a yen is a lot of money, without a single yen taken out of it, you know, there's just no sofek. Once a lady lost a bag of money in the supermarket, you know, these supermarkets with flights of stairs that go up and up, she was standing at the top of the stairwell, and this bag fell down, and the money just scattered throughout this huge department store, all over the place, with the air conditioning blowing it all over the place. Within minutes, every cent was returned to her. People came scurrying from all over. Not a thing was missing. That's Japan. Yet fraud is okay. It's probably this concept. Sorry? Yeah, that action of osa liyodei biyisura, there are certain societies where that would never be done. But that doesn't mean that there's an equal moral barrier. That doesn't mean they're moral, that they don't steal. That means they don't put their hands in other people's pockets. It's a different thing. To take money which isn't yours some other way, that yes, that isn't necessarily that unethical. In Torah they're the same. Rabbi Chia, that's why Rav Oshaya will not list them separately. There's no difference. He's not prepared to see any chiluk between whether you put the hands in the till or you don't. Why does Rabbi Shaya do that? Firstly, it's more of a chidush. If it's that, then Kal Vachomer that the moment of the Yisurah is certainly included. Where the one is including both, whereas had he only put Ganav and Gazlan, I wouldn't have known Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher also as an Avnezik.
But
Tain Tan is Ganav, includes normal Ganava for sure, but the other way around, not. I might have mentioned to you once a Meshulach came to see me and he was explaining to me how he justifies all of the fraud that he's involved in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't a Meshulach, it was a Rosh Hashiva. And how, with the most unbelievable pilpulim, it was a Mechaya to listen to the Lomdus. It was unbelievable how it was all okay and the government's this. And he'd worked out that you can't believe the Bekiyas, the knowledge. I just sat there in absolute amazement at this mastery of Torah knowledge. And at the end of the day, I said to him very simply, I said, if you were sitting in a government office and the till was open and nobody was looking, would you put your money in and take some? Would you put your hand in? Because he was claiming that the government's money is his. I said, would you put your hand in the till and take? And he thought for a moment. He should have answered, I suppose, this. But he sort of answered, and he had to answer. There was nothing else that he could do. Yes, I would. To which I answered, then you're not fit to be a mechanech. If you want to be in business, you can be in business, but you're not fit to be a mechanech. But that's the same thing, that barrier, which now in Torah circles is also becoming a differentiation. People who would never put their hands into somebody else's pockets and steal, but theft which is not bol yoda b'yisura, that's somehow people are more heter. You see, there's absolutely no difference in Torah. Both are obvious nezikin. Ask the Gemara, Eidim Zomimin demamayinahu litni. What about Eidim Zomimin? That's a case of Momen. Why does Rabbi Chia not include? Why does Rabbi Yoshaya not include Eidim Zomimin? Explains Rashi. Eidim Zomimin demamoinu. Rashi here defines knas. The chol hamashalim yoseir amashe hezik. In any case of nezikin, where more than the quantity of the nezik is paid, kigurin kefel v'tashlumi al b'chamisho kari knas. That's called knas. Kitalekam b'haf pirkin. Uchagoyin. And also a second case of knas called dover kotzuv homu batiro. Anything which the Torah specifies as an amount rather than a quantity. 50 for this, 100 for that. Kulu avi knasa, all those are knas. But everything else is momen. What's Rashi worried about with Eidim Zomimin? Why does Rashi go into this arichus now all of a sudden of defining what knas is? That should have been in the beginning when the Gemara said that Rabbi Chia doesn't include Knossos and Rabbi Shai doesn't include Knossos and Rabbi Chia does. At that point, Rashi should have defined what a Knas is and what a moment is. Why does Rashi bring this in the case of Eidim Zomimin? Oh, so here it's not so posh that Eidim Zomimin is Knas, is Momin. So what would Rabbi Akiva hold? How does it fit into the category of Momin? Of Knas? What's the limud? No, that's not his limud. That's his enunciation of the principle. He enunciates it that way. That Eidim Zomimin Amoy de Apotu. That's Rabbi Akiva. Others don't agree with that. They Apotu because it's Knas. But how does he explain, based on Rashi's definition, what is the machlokes whether Eidim Zomimin are Knas or not? Oh, so lichoyer, it should be knas. According to Rashi's definition, it should be knas. It says anybody who pays more than he damaged, Eidim Zomimin didn't damage. So lichoyer, Rebbe Pashtus, Rabbi Akiva is right. Eidim Zomimin fit into the category of knas, not of momen. So, but Rashi is explaining why Eidim Zomimin are momen. So how are we going to explain Rashi? Not really, you're close. Do you remember further on the Gemara is going to say Eidim Zomimin is a Dibura de Ispe Maisehu? How Eidim Zomimin Dibura de Lespe Maisehu? Answered the Gemara, Afagav de Lespe Maise Rachmone Karye Maise. What does that mean? What does that mean? Remember that limud further on. Rachmona Karyale Maisa. What does that mean? Yes. We view it as if the Nezek in actuality was done. And I think that's how we've got to learn the Rashi. But that's the Machloikis. Rabbi Akiva says, but Lamaisa the Nezek wasn't done, so it's a Knas. Whereas Rabbi Meir and others hold that since the Torah deemed the Kasher Zomam as a Kasher also, we regard that as being the Nezek, and that fits into that, and that's exactly what he pays. He pays that which the Torah deems him to have done. No more, no less. And therefore it's a moment of Knas. That's all the same Gemara, a little bit further on.
But how did we come out that it wasn't the Maaseh?
We came out that the Dibur itself wasn't the Maaseh. No. The Be'il is the Maaseh.
Even though the Dibur itself was what was supposed to speak with what was Machayev him, so to speak, was the fact that he was Maaseh Shem, that it was actually Dibur and so on.
That's the chiluk the Gemara makes with Motzi Shemra and with Edim Zemim, in that Edim Zemim, although it's also only Bedibur, but the Torah regards that as a Maaseh.
Why
the Torah in the case of Kasher Zomam regards it as Maaseh? If you want to say philosophically, if you want to say, I think that what you've got to say is the following, that when a person stands up in Beis Din, just picture the situation. Imagine a situation where you're traveling to Europe and your plane stops in one of these funny places, Kinshasa or these places, and you've got problems and they take you off the plane and they decide that they're going to put you up overnight. So you're already getting a little nervous. And they take you all off and you go through customs and they open your suitcases, you're getting through customs, and they tie that you've got drugs on you, death sentence for carrying drugs. You know it's not true, you're not particularly worried, but they take you off to jail. Now you can imagine you're sitting in jail in Kinshasa with an accusation of carrying capital punishment. You don't know anybody, you don't know anything. A few days later you're in court and two Adim get up and swear that they searched you at the airport, and these are the drugs they found, and here are the photographs, and they're cross-examined backwards and forwards, and you've got no Adim to come against them. You know you've got nothing. And you're standing and listening. At that point, they've done their damage. You're finished. The fact that the next day somebody comes out of Min HaShemayim and is amazing, the two Adim, but when one's standing in court and two Adim give acceptable, credible evidence against you, you already are viewed as having suffered the full consequence of that edus. Because for those moments you've written your life off or your money off or whatever it is, you don't believe you have a chance. I think that's the concept. When an aid gets up, if Sam, you're talking about people good, you can recover. But in Beis Din, when a thing is said als edus, that's a mitzius. And even though it's undone afterwards, while it was being said and when that edus was accepted, at that moment that was the mitzius. That was reality at that moment. And it's not just Dibur, it's Eidus. And Eidus is a Maise, it's not a Dibur. And that's what the Torah is telling us. Answers the Gemara, Sova lak Rabbi Akiva. We must say that Rabbi Yeshaya holds like Rabbi Akiva, that Edim Zomim is not Momin. The Omar Ein Meshalmin al Piatzma. Rabbi Akiva says Ein Meshalmin al Piatzma. So you see, it's not Momin. Says Rashi, Sova lak Rabbi Akiva, the Omar B'masech is Makus, before Kama, Edim Zomim in Ein Meshalmin al Piatzma. Could go in, for example, Im Huzmu Beveiz Din Ze. They are found to be Edim Zomim in this Beveiz Din. The law, he speak Baal Din La'amid on Bedin, and the Baal Din hasn't had a chance to bring them to justice, with a toivon, and to claim from them. Behold, chulam ochem acher, and quickly they went to another town. For hoydu sham beveiz din, and they were moide in the beiz din. Vomru huzamnu beveiz din ushal pleidi. We were muzam in such and such a beiz din. Turi. They are potter. Interesting. Look, this is an interesting phrase, just to notice sociologically. Beis din noishal ploini, the Beis din of so and so, not the Beis din of such and such a town. There's no such thing as the Beis din of Johannesburg, as the Beis din of Yerushalayim, as the Beis. That's not the concept of a Beis din. It's a particular moira hiro. It's a rov's Beis din. It's his Beis din. It goes after the person, and the reputation of the Beis din goes after the person, and the authority of the Beis din goes after the person, not the town. It's interesting. A Beis din ishal ploini. And Pturin, then he's Potur. Why does he have to go to another Beis Din? Why does it have to be after his Huzam? Why can't it be before his Huzam? He gives his evidence, and when he's finished his evidence, he says, I've got to admit, I've just given false evidence.
And
Adam Mesim Matzvah
Roshvet. But hold on, now I was going to ask this question, why he can say that in evidence?
Because then it's not him who's made himself a Roshvet. A Beis Din's already made him a Roshvet. Once Beis Din's declared you Roshvet, you're just telling people what the Beis Din has found. You're not the one who's making yourself the Roshvet anymore. Now you're going to another Beis Din, you say, that Beis Din found us Eidim Zoyimin, found me Muzo. To go to the second Beis Din. Now he's a Moideh. Now it becomes a Moideh. So I'm Moideh, I'm in a different town, you wouldn't even have known about it. So I want to psak from you that I'm Potter. Yeah. Alma Knasahu Moideh be Knas Potter. So we see Rabbi Akiva holds its Knas. Ask the Gemara, Isova look Rabbi Akiva. If he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Litne Tre Gavni Shor, then let him learn two different cases of Shor, then Shor should also be separated. Litni Shor Dazik Shor, Litni Shor Dazik Odo. It's a different case of Shor Dazik Shor and Shor Dazik Odom. Why? Titnan Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ab Tam Shechova Be'odom, Meshalim Be'moise Nezek Sholim. Even a Tam who's Chova Be'odom, if he's Chova Be'odom rather than Behema, he has got to pay Nezek Sholim in a case where there's Moise. Explains Rashi, I Rabbi Akiva Litni Tregav Nishor, the whole Rabbi Akiva Shal Chatzinezek, we only play as Chatzinezek and that's it. The Tashlume Shor Dazik Odom. Titnan the Kamon Perek Amaniach Zakad. Rabbi Akiva Oimer B'Moisa. Im Choval Odom B'Shor Tam. V'Tam B'Odom. If the two damaged each other, the Shor and the Odom had a fight, and both came out damaged. V'Shomu Beis Din Chabolo Shechoval Shor B'Odom Yosem Mechabolo Shechoval Odom B'Shor. And the Beis Din evaluate the damage done by the Shor to the Odom as the greater of the two. Meshalim Baal Ashor Oiso Idech. The Baal Ashor has to pay that additional amount, irrespective of whether his Shor is a Tam or not. So we see that the consequences, even according to the Shita of Rav Hoshaya, who says that you look at the consequences of the Tashlumin in order to determine whether there's a different Nezek or not, here it's two different consequences. You've got to pay only Chatzin Nezek in the one case, with Shor Dazik Shor, and you've got to pay the Moise Nezek Sholim in the case of Shor Dazik Odom. Answers the Gemara, Hotavri Rabbi Akiva Ligazize. Rabbi Akiva has broken the power of his own argument. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Oimer, for Rabbi Akiva said, Yochel af tam shechova ba'odom yisholim in aliyah. I might have thought that even a tam is chova ba'odom is mishalim in aliyah. Talmud loimer, yase loimer, gufa mishalim ba'idom mishalim in aliyah. He always pays me gufa, not min aliyah. Says Rashi, Ligazize lekeach egroife. Kidom besanhedrin perikam adi ligazize vekam. The power of his fist, Rashi explains based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Geziza means his fist. But the power of his argument, the forcefulness of his argument. Yochel Yishalim Tam Shechova Ba'odom in Aliyah, Talmud Loimer, Vishtakach Deloy Mishalim Nezek Sholim Ela Kemoisha Asho Shove. So it comes out, says Rashi, that he doesn't pay Nezek Sholim. According to Rabbi Akiva, modified his statement from his original statement, we might have thought that he pays Nezek Sholim. Now it comes out as a qualified Nezek Sholim. It's Nezek Sholim, but not if the value of the ox is not the full value of the Nezek. The value of the Nezek exceeds the value of the ox, then he only pays as much as the value of the ox, no more than that. And so, that's not really considered a different Av, since it's not Nezek Sholim. Tosfos asks, it can sometimes be Nezek Sholim. It says, Tosfos, Otavru Rabbi Akiva Legezize, Ein lefarish de chazar boy. That doesn't mean that Rabbi Akiva was choizeh, that it's a different halacha. Because afterwards he says meshalim migufa. The perek hamaniach tani behedya, because in hamaniach it says quite clearly Rabbi Akiva oimer kemishpat azeh ketachton veloy keelyon. That's a limud of psukim on daf lamed gimel. Yochel yeshalim in aliyah. Talmud Loimer Mishalim Migufo. Rabbi Akiva proves absolutely conclusively, according to his day, that you've got to pay a Talmud Mishalim Migufo. So that's Rabbi Akiva Shita through and through, and there's no Chazer on that. So these two need to be synthesized. What Rabbi Akiva is saying is that you Mishalim B'Moisa Nezek Sholim up to the value of the shor itself. According to the Perish Akuntras, it's also Koshek. The Pirish, the Kuntras explained. Even though sometimes there is not nezek sholim, for sometimes the shor is not worth its damage, the value of its damage. But nevertheless, let's learn this as a different case, as a different av, because theoretically it can. There is nezek sholim. There's not the limitation of chatzi nezek. And if there isn't the limitation of chatzi nezek, it should be treated as a different av, not the same av. That's Tosfos' kasha. What does it help saying? Tavre Rabbi Akiva Legziza. Why? Because it's chatzi nezek. Good, because it's megufa. It's megufa, but that doesn't disturb the fact that me'ikir adin, it's nezek sholem, if the value of the shor allows you to pay for it. How would Rashi answer that? Tosfos goes on with his own. Tosfos is a chilek. He goes on with Shitas Rabbi Natam. How would Rashi answer that? Why is it the same av? I think Rashi would say because there's a limitation. The principle of tam being an av on its own is because in the case of tam there is a limit which is below the full value of the nezek. So here there is a limit. It's not chatzi nezek or migufoi. The common denominator between chatzi nezek and gufo is that the Torah imposes a limit. And that makes it one av nezek. We're not concerned of what limit. This is a limit of migufo, and this is a limit of chatzi nezek. But in both cases, there's a limitation. That's how Rashi would learn it. Tosfos learns, since the limitation is different, and the limitation of migufo doesn't disallow the possibility of nezek sholem, that should be listed as a separate av. So Tosfos goes on to answer, V'yishlem akiran da'en mashalim ela migufo, since it has to be paid migufo, it can't be called one of the ovis. Why? Because very soon the Gemara is going to say, kulam ka'ovis hein l'shalim meitav. The common denominator of all the ovis is that they all pay from meitav. And in this case, you don't pay from meitav. In this case, you pay with the shor. And therefore, it can't be enough. That's what Tavre Rabbi Akiva Legzize. By saying that you're m'shalim migufo, he removes it from the category of ovis. Although it is different, and it can't be included in that sense with the tam, but it can't be an av in that sense either, because all the ovis are mishalim mimetav, whereas this one is mishalim migufa. That's how this is now. No, Adarabi, he's asking that according to Rashi, it should be listed because it's sometimes nezek sholem. So what do you want to say? It's a different av because it's a different qualification.
It's a different av because it's not av. It's not the fact that it's sometimes nezek sholem. It's the fact that it's not
av.
It has a different
av. Seems Tosfos is trying to go along with Rashi's view. What did we say Rashi holds? That the important fact is there's a limitation. The fact that the two limitations are different makes it one, it's still treated as one av, because there is a limitation. Comes Tosfos and says, I would accept that if both of them limited it under Nezek Sholem. But since this is a limitation which doesn't disturb the possibility of Nezek Sholem, it can't be classified as a normal limitation. Because Me'ikir Adin, it's got to be Nezek Sholem. It's just Nezek Sholem, provided that there's enough money in the goof of the shore. But its principle is one of nezek sholim. If it was a different limitation, a 75% instead of a 50%, then it would appear from Tosfos your diuk is right. Then Tosfos would say, I agree with you, Rashi, that limitation is the common denominator, and the fact that one is 50% and one is 75% wouldn't bother me. But since this is in fact not a limitation at all, because it's not a limitation from the nezek sholim, therefore it must be treated separately. I think that's where we have to leave it.